Women are 2 to 4 times likely to have post-traumatic stress symptoms as a result of their service, both in peacetime and wartime as a male warrior. One of the things that we have to understand is that the sense of personal safety, that's paramount in someone getting through something. If they feel like they have a support system, and you always hear the old saying, I've got your back. If the people that they're in service with have their back, they're going to deal much better and more effectively with the stress that they're subjected to if they know that the people that they're engaged with have their back. They're there to help them, to protect and to take them out of danger if they get wounded or whatever. But see, some of the women that I work with, they're put into situations where sometimes they're actually in a hostile work environment. They're put into maybe some units that are not used to having female warriors in their numbers, so they do things to kind of haze them and make their jobs much more difficult. And so the female warriors sometimes feel like their fellow soldiers don't have their backs. They don't feel safe completely because they don't feel like they're 100% part of the group.
Yes, we have spoken with many women who talk about that in terms of simple terms, more benign terms like you're describing, and also in terms literally of military sexual trauma, which has given them an extra burden. I have often wondered if the emotional armor one learns to put on to be effective in a war combat situation, because this is a frontless war, so everybody's in combat. Is this same emotional armor that works so well for one in war a problem when they return home?
Certainly it is. And we know that what happens is women, when we get depressed, just in general, we get more withdrawn. Men get more irritable and agitated. They're more out there. We kind of tend to isolate and withdraw more. And so the women that I have worked with and that I know personally have come home to a situation where everybody kind of expects them to get back into their roles of being a mom, a sister, a wife, a girlfriend, and they're not given validation that, wow, you know, they were subjected to some pretty horrific stuff. And they have issues that have come home with them. They're not given the sense of respite that they need in order just to get their back in sync. So I think the demands on our female warriors is much more intense because people don't give them the credibility or the validation that they deserve. When we look at archetypes, women are by nature, we're the nurturers. If a little kid gets hurt, we're going to pick them up and blow off their alley and pat them on the little rear and tell them to get back out in the fight. And when they come home, that's what everybody expects them to do, is to get right back into that role, and really minimizes the impact of their experiences.